Welcome back, everybody, joined by junior Chelsea Scott of the Rutgers Newark women's basketball team. Chelsea, thanks for the time. I know you're busy. You have film coming up in about a half hour, so we got to get through this relatively quickly.
Yep.
You're a junior, third year with the program, heck of a student, the NJAC SAC president, you know, the leader of the Rutgers Newark Student Athlete Advisory Committee. You got a lot going. But I'm interested to kind of find out how you ended up at Rutgers Newark as a freshman 3 years ago. Take me through maybe the middle parts of high school, deciding through college, you know, deciding where you were going to go, and then how'd you end up here?
Well, my story is a little different than I think some of the other, you know, students here, some of my peers. Rutgers actually wasn't my first choice. I had a couple other schools lined up, and I'm from South Jersey, so Rutgers Camden is a little closer to me. So, you know, my mom was saying, you know, why don't you look into Rutgers? And I was like, I don't want to go to Rutgers Camden, it's too close to home. So I really wanted to look into criminal justice programs. So I looked at a couple of other schools, and she said, well, Rutgers Newark has a great criminal justice program, so you should apply there. The scary part was, though, I was past the deadline. So, you know, I was nervous that if I applied, I wasn't going to get in on time, or they weren't going to look at my application because it was late. But once they did, and I sent in my application and everything, we waited, because I was really excited to, you know, because I wasn't looking at Rutgers. Rutgers wasn't really on my radar for colleges while I was in high school. And once we looked into the program and I saw how great, you know, all the opportunities here are, I was really excited. So we checked the site every single day. And once I got into the school, I was super excited. And I immediately knew that I wanted to come here the moment I came for my visit. When I came for my visit for the HLLC and we did a tour and everything, I instantly knew that this is where I was going to love to, you know, spend the next 4 years of school. And I just knew, like, I got that feeling when I walked on campus that this is where I belonged. You know, this is where I wanted to be for the next 4 years of school and more.
It's funny, when I was taking my college visits, I felt that way about Bucknell, and I ended up not getting in. And it ended up working out, and all that stuff's happened. But a lot of times, like, you get that feeling, like, ooh, I definitely want to come here. So it sounds your path was more, hey, I really want to study this in school. Let's get in school and then, you know, maybe play a sport. So sports didn't necessarily have a huge role in your decision?
Right. I would say that they did, but they didn't as well. They did because I did know that I wanted to play basketball in college. I played basketball all throughout high school, middle school, you know, AAU, all of that. But academics came first, and that was with everything. High school, all of my schooling always comes first, and that's just how I was raised. A sport was seen in my household as something, you know, something that you love to do, something fun to do, not a priority. But when I told my mom that, I said, you know that I want to play a collegiate sport, she told me, you know, that's fine, but your academics come first. So she made sure that when I got to school that I could handle doing both. And that was definitely that definitely played a big role when I got here. And I knew that, you know, playing a sport was going to be difficult, especially as a freshman transitioning into college. That was going to be difficult. But once I got into the swing of things, you know, I wouldn't have it any other way. Talking to Coach Ash, she's great. So when I, you know, talked to her while my senior year of high school coming towards the end, I spoke to her. When I first met her, I was so excited, you know, that eager freshman that, you know, we all are. And she was great. She was so welcoming. She was excited because it was her first year with us as well. So we just instantly made a great connection. And I think that was another another aspect that made me coming to Rutgers and playing basketball here and just being here more comfortable was Coach Ash. You know, she was very open and welcoming. And we kind of were like, we're in this together. You know, we're both just starting. So we're going to be, you know, a team.
That incoming bond almost that's just naturally formed. I'll kind of hit on some sports stuff and then get into a little bit, you know, then kind of change gears. Your favorite part of basketball season?
That's hard. I think I would say traveling and my teammates just overall. Like, it's funny because we actually had, like, kind of a big heart-to-heart moment yesterday in film. And we all talked about, you know, what we play for and who we play for and, you know, why we're all here. And I told all of my teammates, it's a little difficult for me and it's different because my family doesn't get to come and watch all of the games here because we're so far away. But I have such amazing teammates, and their families are so awesome and so welcoming and so just loving, that I think that probably might be my favorite part of basketball season and of just playing basketball, just being on a team with people that are just so friendly and so loving, and it's real. Like, we're not just teammates, we're friends. Like, we all went out for dinner last night. You know, it's a bond that you make with people that you're going to keep past the 4 years. Once I graduate, I know I'm going to talk to these people after I graduate, keep in contact, you know, hang out, things like that. But along with that, traveling, I loved going away, like traveling to games, especially when we play Rowan and Rutgers Camden. I love going out there because that's where I'm from. So it's great. It's great to be able to go there and play. And my old coaches come to the games and they see us play and, you know, all of that good stuff. But I think those are probably my two favorite parts of the season.
I interviewed a men's volleyball senior recently, and he was talking, you know, I asked this very similar question, and, you know, he answered it, and I came back with, it's funny that you say that, because not that I'm disconnected with all my friends from college, mm-hmm. but the ones that you remain close with are your teammates. Absolutely. From college, and those are the guys that, you know, you work to schedule dates with way mm-hmm. ahead, even though you're spread out all over the country now. Mm-hmm. Those are the people that you kind of gravitate back to.
Absolutely.
So that's an interesting point. And that was such a, I don't know, uplifting or positive answer. I feel mm-hmm. bad asking this question, but I think it's worth asking. Mm-hmm. What's your least favorite part of basketball season?
I would say the end. When basketball season's over,
that's
my least favorite part. And for me, it's I think I'm a little different than some of the people on the team, because I've made a connection with a senior every year since my freshman year. Ariana was a connection I made my freshman year. She graduated. Maria and Shay, they graduated last year. Nicole and Nikki, they're graduating this year. So it's been, you know, kind of difficult for me, because, like I said, those people weren't just my teammates, they were my friends. I still talk to Shay and Ari and Maria and everybody all the time. So the end of basketball season, knowing that we're not going to be together every single day at practice and going to games and stuff, it's hard. You know, we see each other on campus and things like that, but it's nothing like being in the gym with each other, being in the weight room, you know, in the locker room, all of that stuff. Knowing that that has to come to an end at some point, it sucks.
So the season has 6, 8, whatever games left. I didn't count. Specifically, what do you want to see your teammates and yourself do to end the season strong?
I think just overcoming adversity all around. You know, it's a little difficult when you lose a couple games, you win a couple, you lose a couple, you win a couple. It's hard not to be on a streak of either one. You know, it's a little difficult. And I think the tough part for us, sometimes we don't play to our full potential. So we'll come in the locker room, we're like, we could have had that game. Like, we should have won that game. So I think these next couple of games, we just need to play as a team, play as one, and play for each other. That's something I told my teammates yesterday. I said, you know, if you're someone who doesn't know what you play for or who you play for, we have to play for each other. You know, you said we got, like, what, 6 or 8 games left? Why not play for each other? Why not play as a team? What do we have to lose, you know? We might as well just go out strong, go out with a bang.
And like you said, the worst part of the season is when it's over, mm-hmm. so we might as well make the, you know, make those parts of the season when you're playing, you know, the best you possibly can.
Absolutely.
We were able to do a little story on you being named the SAC president of the entire conference. Mm-hmm. I'll link to that and encourage all the listeners to just check that out real quickly. Really quick, it's like a 5-6 minute read. But your SAC involvement, mm-hmm. Student Athlete Advisory Committee. I played and I'm friends with a couple guys from college that, you know, were heavily involved in SAC.
Mm-hmm.
How did your involvement start? You know, what kind of drew you into just being involved in SAC before mm-hmm. taking it to the next step?
Freshman year, Coach Ash actually brought it up to me, and I had no idea what it was. A lot of the people, you know, that I've talked to within SAC, especially within our first meeting this year, a lot of people had no idea what SAC was. And that was me freshman year. Coach said, you know, well, it's a leadership opportunity and I think you would be great for it. So I said, okay, you know, why not? So our first SAC meeting, you know, they gave us all of the information that we needed and that we, you know, could have asked for when it came to what exactly SAC was. And that meeting, I want to say it was the first meeting, they asked if someone would like to be the representative for the conference sec. And me, I want to take on any, you know, leadership opportunity the moment it's presented to me. So I instantly raised my hand. I was like, you know, whatever this entails, I'll go with it. I'll roll with the punches. But this sounds like something that's great. So from then on, you know, it was just blessings after blessings. And they just kept, you know, kept coming because I was so eager to be involved that I took advantage of whatever opportunity was put in front of me. And I think that's how people will, you know, get the success out of SAC, if they, you know, take advantage of the opportunities and take advantage of what's being put on the table and just this opportunity itself, that, you know, they'll get the most out of it.
Your goals for the second semester at a Rutgers Newark level in terms of SAC, is there anything you're trying to do? Is it just trying to maybe drum up a little bit more interest, get the word out there, a couple focuses, I guess, projects, that's the word. I don't know why that eluded me so bad. But yes, you know, what are you looking for the next, you know, 3-4 months before summer?
Well, I know one of the things we talked about, one of the main concerns, in a sense, in the SAC meeting that we had, we talked about growing our fan base. So not just with, you know, basketball, women's or men's basketball, but with volleyball, everything, this spring sports coming up, we want to project coming to the games as like a fun, you know, a fun thing. We talked about, for some of the women's, our games, not a lot of people come out to watch our games, but we have really good games. Like, our games are, they get intense, you know, just because we can't dunk like the men. You know, our games are, you know, really good games. So one of the things I know we focused on was growing our fan base, but we wanted to start that within the student athletes, like the students that are within SAC. We're like, you know, if you guys know that there's a game tonight, bring your teammates. You know, that's word of mouth right there. And we also talked about fan buses. That was one thing that we discussed. So we knew that last year when the women's team played Montclair, I think there was a fan bus, and one of the students gave the idea of having fan buses for away games that aren't just like playoff games or championship games. But, you know, of course, we talked about, you know, how would that be with funding, and we have to make sure that people will actually ride the bus. So those were some of our main focuses during that meeting. But overall, within the next couple of months, I just want to make people more aware of what SAC is and how great, you know, it of an opportunity it is. And it's kind of, it's a little scary because next year is my senior year. So it's like SAC is going to be, you know, in somebody else's hands when I leave. It's like my child. So, but I have confidence in the people that are involved in SAC right now that we can make a couple changes, you know, before the year's over and then moving forward.
Yeah, and hopefully kind of get, it's almost like once the ball gets rolling, it's tough to stop, but it's a matter of really getting that momentum behind it. And also, I think it's worth noting that SAC can be pretty empowering too.
Absolutely.
For student athletes. So if the athletes here and all over, if they get involved, you're really given some, you know, decision-making ability.
Absolutely.
And you're kind of plugged into what's going on the national level and stuff like that. So it's really interesting. You just mentioned you're a senior.
Mm-hmm.
What are your plans for next year and after college? You know, I know I kind of asked you about that when we talked about you being the SAC president, but hit on that real quick. What are you hoping for senior year and then after college?
Well, right now I'm actually prepping for my GRE exam, which I will be taking in March. And that'll help me apply for the master's program. That the plan is to have to start my graduate level courses for the master's program next year. So all of my senior, two semesters of my senior year, I'll be doing graduate level courses, and then one extra semester to graduate with my bachelor's and my master's. So I'll be attending two graduations in a sense. And then after that, going on to law school, I was set on Rutgers Camden Law School because it's close to home, you know, I could live at home, save a little bit of money. But I've kind of, after speaking to a couple attorneys and a few of my professors, I've kind of broadened my horizon a little bit, and I'm looking at a couple law schools. So I don't really have a set, I'm going here. And then actually there, I just found out that some of the law schools are taking the GRE in place of the LSAT, which is a really big deal because GRE, you have your score for 5 years. So, you know, I'm going to, of course, look into schools that would take that test over the LSAT to hopefully, you know, look into, have a couple more options rather than just limited ones. But graduating with my bachelor's, my master's, and then law school after that, and then, you know, the world is my oyster, so we'll see after that.
It sure is. And, I mean, listening to you, I would 100% agree with that. Newark's gotten a bad rap, I think maybe from a national standpoint, but I think in the last three to five years, things are getting a lot better here, and just a revitalization. Do you feel that in your short time, you know, coming to school here? Do you feel, you know, when I walk out, it's, you know, just new restaurants, new, you know, whatever the case may be, there's a lot of revitalization. Do you see that as a student?
Absolutely. And my perspective of Newark has changed since I got here. When I first applied here and I was telling, you know, my family where I was going to school when I got accepted, they're like, "You're going to Newark? Are you sure that's safe?" Mind you, Camden is 10 minutes from me. So I'm like, you know, but coming here, and I tell people this every time I go home or anybody that I talk to that hasn't been to Rutgers Newark, I'm like, this is a very safe place. This is a great school. You know, it's not a negative place like people make it seem. Like you said, we have stores come that are being built around here. You know, the Whole Foods that's over here now and the Haynes building, that's great. Like, all of this stuff, you could tell that Newark is putting forth the effort and that we're trying to, you know, uplift the negative, you know, idea that people have of the city of Newark.
Some rapid fires for you. You can answer them one word or pass or whatever. Your favorite sports team?
Golden State Warriors.
Your favorite athlete?
Steph Curry.
Did he pick a good all-star team? He pick the all-star teams you weren't aware? Mm-mm. That's okay. That's fine. We'll just skip it. Food. Favorite food?
Ooh, pizza.
Do you cook?
Yes.
What?
Everything.
Good answer. Favorite restaurant? It could be local, maybe back home.
That's hard. I like Blaze Pizza. The Blaze Pizza over here.
I do like Blaze as well. thing to do on a long bus trip? We would play cards on our long bus trips.
Listen to music or do homework?
Not the answer I was looking for, but that's fine. No, it's good. Favorite place to go play in the NJAC? You kind of already hit on those.
Yeah, either Rutgers Camden or Rowan. Probably Rutgers Camden, because two of my friends that I went to high school with play on the Rutgers Camden team. So every time I go, we joke around. And
so the rivalry among old friends, plus it's close to home.
Absolutely, it's great.
Favorite TV show?
Power.
Favorite movie or movies or type of movie?
Favorite movies, Forrest Gump, Love and Basketball, and I think that's it, yeah. Those are my top two.
Music?
Hip-hop, R&B. I like a little bit of everything.
Books, do you read books? For pleasure.
No, not really. Unless it's a law book. Law books I like to read. Like
that the law doesn't library. Sound pleasure.
It is for me.
Interesting
and pleasurable. Pleasure.
All right, so I'm gonna kind of combine the last two because we're running a little long.
Okay.
Say I gave you either, you give a 30-second elevator pitch to a family that a potential recruit, or you have the ability to, let's say, convocation. We tell all the freshman student athletes to come 30 minutes early. And you can talk to them for a little bit. What advice do you give to the young students coming in? Or why should somebody come to Rutgers Newark and play women's basketball or play a sport at Rutgers Newark? Answer one of those two.
Okay. Well, I would say why someone should come to Rutgers. Well, mainly because of the diversity here, not just within the people, but within the education, within the professors, within, you know, everything that we have here. It's not just the fact that when you walk on campus, you know, you see different faces and different skin colors and different, you know, ethnicities and things like that. you have different everything within the classrooms, so many options, within the sports. You know, there's so many options here. Your options are limitless. Here, honestly, you have so many opportunities when you come to Rutgers, and there's so much support. You know, not just coming from me within the HLLC. I've had a mentor. I've had things outside of that. I've met the chancellor. I've had dinner with her. So just the opportunities here and the people, you know, that you meet. Like I said, I have a great coach. We have a great coaching staff. I've grown since I've been here. So you definitely, if I was talking to a freshman, the first thing I would tell them was make sure you go to class, because you'll get the most out of it. If you're going to play a sport, make sure that you stay on top of your schoolwork so that you're eligible to play. Make sure you go to practice. Make the best out of your time here, and take advantage of any opportunity that is put in front of you. You know, don't be that person that's not going to go to one of the school events because you don't think, you know, you're too cool to go, or whatever the case may be. Take advantage of everything that's put in front of you when you come here, and don't be afraid to speak your mind, and don't be afraid to speak up, and, you know, say what's on your heart, because a lot of the times people won't say anything in a big lecture hall because they're afraid of rejection, or someone might not feel the same way. But in all reality, you might have three people that feel exactly the same way and will back you up. So don't ever be afraid to, you know, speak your mind and say how you feel.
That was a great answer. That blew away the answer that I would have thought you'd given, and I really appreciate all the time. Chelsea Scott, thank you very much. Best of luck this weekend. You guys go to Rutgers Camden, one of your favorite places to play.
I can't wait.
And hopefully you guys can bring back a win. Follow RN_WBB on Twitter for the latest all season long. And Chelsea, again, thanks for the time.
Thank you, Rob.